Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Yeah, no problem. We're here. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Good morning, brother.
Good morning.
Our time is upon us. Thank the Lord. We've been a little long in our Sunday school, but that's all right. Thank God for that. He has blessed us and has brought us here. Thank Him for His goodness and His mercy extended unto us. Thank Him for the saints of God who are here today, and thank Him for the ones that were here yesterday. Amen. I don't know if this is on, but thank God how He has blessed and how He has been with us. The trusting others are on their way. We know some are out today. They're not feeling well, and know some are traveling to visit with families during this holiday season. But we are here.
Amen.
And He said two or three gathered in His name. We have more than two or three, and more than two or three in Sunday school, so we thank God for that. Amen. Amen. So we have gathered in His name to worship Him, and as we said, we trust others are on their way. Mm-hmm. So let us look to the Lord with a brief word of prayer to begin our service in the Lord. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank You once again for Your manifold blessings that Thou hast bestowed upon us. We want to thank You for a hand of love and mercy extended unto us this day. Thank You for all that You have done for us and all that Thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. Father God in heaven, as we call upon Your precious and holy name, we ask in the precious name of Jesus that You would remember all the people of God. Remember our brothers and sisters, Lord God, that are here in the house of God this morning to serve You, Lord God, and remember those who are not able to be with us, Lord God. Remember the Webb family in a special way, Lord God. We receive texts from Sister Webb and ask that we would remember them. We thank You, Lord God, for all that You have done for the family, Lord God, and ask that You would continue to bless them, heal them, Lord God, and be with them, dear Heavenly Father, looking one day to see Sister Webb soon back in the house of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask a special prayer upon Sister Kiba, Lord God. She reached out this morning and said she's on her way to Akron to be with her daughter, dear Heavenly Father, for the holidays, dear Father. Ask that You grant traveling mercies for her over the highways and keep her safe likewise, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that You remember Brother Byrene and his family. They're away, dear Heavenly Father, in Florida, dear Heavenly Father, and ask Your blessings upon them while they're away, dear Lord. Father, we just want to thank You and praise You this morning, dear Father. We're hoping, Lord God, to see others come out this morning, hoping to see, Lord God, Brother Shante Willis, haven't been able to reach him, Lord God, haven't heard from him, Lord God, after he committed his life to You, Lord God. But Lord, we just know that You're able to do all things but fail. Yes. Remember Mr. Dalton and his family likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Pray a special prayer and blessing be upon him and his children, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, remember Brother Joseph, haven't seen him in a while, Lord God, and ask a special prayer blessing upon him too, dear Lord. Remembering Sister Lillian, Lord God, we know she's in and not feeling well in her body, dear Father, and ask that You would bless and continue to strengthen our dear sister as she's there in rehab, dear Heavenly Father. We thank You, Lord God, for the care that she's receiving and ask that You would continue to bless. Remember Sister Regina, Lord God, not able to be out this morning. We pray, Lord God, a blessing upon her, dear Heavenly Father, knowing, dear Lord, that there's construction going on in our building, Lord God, and with her eyesight, she's not able, Lord God, to maneuver through things, dear Heavenly Father, and has a fear, dear Father, of maybe possibly falling, dear Father. But we just pray that You would remember our dear sister in a special way, Lord God, and look down upon her with favor this day, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, thank You for Sister Carol being out this morning, and thank You for Your blessings that You have bestowed upon her, dear Father, body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Father. We thank You for this dear sister. Likewise, we thank You for Sister Holmes being on, dear Heavenly Father. Thank You, Lord God, that she, Lord God, is diligent about being in the services, dear Heavenly Father. She has shown us, dear Heavenly Father, even in old age, Lord God, we can still, Lord God, have a desire to serve You, dear Heavenly Father, a desire above everything else, Lord God, to be where the saints of God are. We may not be able to be here physically, Lord God, but to make sure, Lord God, we're able to be, dear Father, with the saints in spirit, Lord God, and in truth. And we thank You for that and ask that You would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she she stands in need of. Continue to remember her children who care for her, Lord God, and ask that your blessings be upon them likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Indy, and ask your blessings upon her. No doubt she had to work this morning, dear Father, but we're praying, Lord God, that she might be able to break away to get here to the house of the Lord, her and little Infinity, dear Father, and possibly bringing Addison along with her, Lord God. Remember this child. Remember her mother, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Little Addison said she was going through some things. And so, Lord, we're lifting her up to you, dear Heavenly Father, knowing you're able to do all things but fail. Father, we thank you this morning, dear Father, for all that you have done for us. When we thank you, Lord God, when we look out and we see Sister Blake here with us this morning, dear Father, we thank you for that, because on yesterday, Lord God, she was not feeling up to par, dear Heavenly Father, to come out, dear Father. And so, Lord, but she's able, dear Father, this day, Lord God. We know she's not at full strength, but we know you're able to strengthen her, dear Father. We're able to build her up where she may be torn down, and we're able, dear Father, to continue to give her victory, dear Father, over whatever it is, dear Father, that is trying to invade her body, dear Heavenly Father. And we know that Sister Blake will give you the praise and the glory and honor due unto your name, dear Father. Thank you for all that you've done for this sister. Thank you, Lord God, for all that she means to us as a body of Christ, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for her diligence, dear Father, and all the food pantry, Lord God, and going out, her and her companion, her and Brother Maurice, Lord God, going out and getting the food and making sure the food is stocked up, dear Heavenly Father. The boxes, Lord God, are prepared, dear Heavenly Father. All the work that goes in, dear Heavenly Father, to the monthly food pantry. We thank you for our dear sister and our dear brother. Ask your continued blessings be upon us. Thank you, Lord God, even on yesterday, Lord God, for the families that came out, dear Heavenly Father, those who came to hear the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that they came in, dear Father. They were here, Lord God. Some of them were here, dear Father, coming, dear Father, when we were coming in, Lord God. They were early, dear Lord, to come in to hear the word of God, and we thank you for that, because, Lord, there have been some Saturdays, Lord God, when we haven't seen them, Lord, come in. They've just waited till after the service, Lord God, and come and pick up their boxes. But, Lord, you brought seven souls out to sit and hear the word of God. And then, Lord God, you increased, dear Heavenly Father, the boxes, Lord God, that were given out. We gave out over 24 boxes of food, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord God, that's more than what we've been given out, dear Father, in many Saturdays, Lord God, since after the pandemic, dear Father, because prior to that, Lord God, we were having close to 50 families being here in the house of God to hear your word. But, oh, we just thank you, Lord God, as you ramp back up the food pantry, Lord God, we're praying for the souls that received the food, dear Heavenly Father, praying for the souls, dear Father, who came in on yesterday and heard the word of God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you did on yesterday, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings, Lord God, be in the work of the food pantry, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember our loved ones who are out of the ark of safety, Lord God. Remember our loved ones, Lord God, who truly need you, who truly need to be saved, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, many are wrapped up, as I shared with Sister Smith this morning, dear Father. So many are wrapped up in the holiday season, Lord God, in Christmas and various things, Lord God, but not thinking about eternity, Lord God. As we were speaking with the children downstairs this morning, dear Heavenly Father, you know, Lord God, and the word, dear Father, as we were reading, dear Father, and speaking to them about souls, dear Heavenly Father, going into eternity. Souls, dear Father, young people having cardiac arrest on basketball courts, cardiac arrest on football fields, cardiac arrest playing soccer, Lord God. It's a serious thing, Lord God, and many are young, dear Heavenly Father, and oh, they could not quite understand, dear Heavenly Father, that how could it just come upon them, Lord God? Oh, but Lord, death can come upon us in a nanosecond. Second, Lord God. And so you're telling us, Lord God, in your word for us to be ready, dear Father, to be ready to meet our Lord and Savior, Lord God, because we know not a day nor an hour when the Son of Man is going to come. But help us to be ready, dear Father, in everything we do, Lord God. Oh, help us not to just look around and say, well, Sister So-and-so is 90-some years old, or Sister is 70, or Sister is 80, and she's lived her life. No, it can come to any one of us, Lord God. And we've heard about it, dear Lord, and ask in a special way that you would remember families that are in the hour of bereavement, dear Father. Remember the Sanders family in a special way, Lord God, and it saddened us when we saw that Arius, Lord God, has gone into eternity, Lord God. We can remember him in Sunday school, Lord God, when he was a little boy, dear Heavenly Father, growing up right here in the Sunday school, Lord God, and oh, we knew, dear Father, that his heart, dear Father, was failing him then, dear Heavenly Father, but oh, we didn't know, dear Father, how bad it had gotten, and Lord God, we saw, Lord God, where he passed away on the 28th of November. Oh, my God, in heaven, remember Brother Earl, their father, and the entire Sanders family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Isaac and Isaiah, likewise, dear Father, his brothers and his sister Amanda, Lord God. We lift them all up to you this morning, Lord God. We know how it feels, Lord God, because we too have lost loved ones, dear Father. Each and every one of us have been in that seat, dear Heavenly Father, of the mournful, dear Heavenly Father, the ones who are mourning loss, and we know how it feels, dear Father. We know, Lord God, how the days, Lord God, sometimes linger on, dear Father, and the memories, Lord God, and all the things that are taking place. But we pray a special prayer and blessing upon families, Lord God, who have lost loved ones, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father, as they go through their hour of bereavement, Lord God, as they grieve, dear Heavenly Father. We know you know you, your word of God has given us the comfort to know that we are blessed, dear Father. You said, blessed are they which mourn, dear Father, for they shall be comforted. And you have given us the words, dear Father, that we can find comfort, Lord God, when we're going through our times of bereavement. And so we just ask that you would bless and have thine own way. Remember those who may be still on their way, Lord God, and ask that you grant traveling mercies over the highway. Please keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, and allow no accidents to befall them, dear Lord. Father God in heaven, we pray for our officer, Lord God, Officer Jamie, Lord God, who's out in the parking lot, and pray a special prayer and blessing be upon him, Lord God. Oh, we see the activity of the drug house across the street, Lord God, and oh, many of them, Lord God, and pulling up this morning, dear Father, even right in front of the house of God, dear Father. And the gentleman got out this morning, and he said to me, well, good morning to you, Lord God, as he walked across the street to the drug house. Oh, we pray for these souls, Lord God. They were busy on yesterday and busy again early this morning, dear Heavenly Father. But we pray for each and every one of those souls, Lord God, that are going into that drug house, Lord God. And we're still with hope, dear Heavenly Father. Hope that you're going to bring it down. Yeah. Hope that you're going to shut it up, Lord God. Board it up, dear Heavenly Father. Because, Lord, we can see, Lord God, that it's taking its toll, Lord God. We can see the souls, dear Heavenly Father, going in, dear Father, and see, Lord God, the condition in which they're bodies are in, Lord God, and how they look, dear Father, to go in to get one more set of drugs, dear Father, so they can continue to get high. But we just pray for each and every one of us, each and every one of them, Lord God, and we even pray, Lord God, for the soul that is dispensing the drugs, dear Heavenly Father. Speak to their heart, speak to their mind, prick them, Lord God, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we just pray for this neighborhood around this church, dear Heavenly Father. We can see the condition in which it is in. We can see how sin, dear Father, that taking this neighborhood down to where it is right now, dear Lord. I can remember years ago, Lord God, when my grandparents lived right up on this street, and many of the saints lived upon this street right here, this Wayne Avenue, Lord God, and lived in these homes, and now we see the deplorable condition that some of them are in, dear Father. Oh, my God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, for our nation, our world, our country, our leaders, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for our president. We pray for our vice president, Lord God, and pray for our Congress, dear Heavenly Father, our judges, our judicial systems, Lord God, and pray, Lord God, for the law, dear Heavenly Father. They have laws on the books and laws, dear Heavenly Father, that they've enacted, dear Lord, to take care of situations. But, Lord God, it just seems that when some certain people, dear Father, it comes to them, dear Father, they try to circumvent it, Lord God, and find another way to get around it. But, Father, we know, dear Father, there's no getting around you, dear Heavenly Father. And we know that all mankind are going to have to stand in the judgment seat of God. You said, and give an account of the deeds that are done in this life. So we pray for these souls, dear Heavenly Father, and ask in the name of Jesus, speak to their hearts, speak to their minds, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to know that there is a God in heaven that is seeing all things. There's a God in heaven that knows, dear Heavenly Father, the beginning from the end, dear Heavenly Father. There's a God in heaven that knows, Lord God, that one day, Lord God, that you're going to one day get tired, dear Heavenly Father, and you're going to get up, Lord God, and you're going to say, I'm going back. I'm sending you back to receive my church, to receive the bride of Christ, and that day it will be over with, dear Heavenly Father, and that day for some is going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth, and for others it's going to be a joyous occasion. So we just pray, Lord God, may we be ready to go, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to stay ready. Help us to be all that you have called us out to be today, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, not to look around and to wonder about what others are doing or what all others have gathered, but help us, Lord God, to stay in the straight and narrow way, Lord God, and we may make it in. Father, thank you for the children being out this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for each and every one of us. Thank you for healing them in their bodies, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that they were down, dear Father, some of them on last Sunday, Lord God, and the Sunday before, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have touched bodies, dear Heavenly Father. We know many of the saints, Lord God, are dealing with this virus, Lord God. It's going around, dear Father, sore throats and sneezing and coughing and various things, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that you are our Savior today, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue, Lord God, to heal bodies. Remember those who are sick and shut in, dear Father, on our sick and shut in list. We have family members. We have loved ones. We have former co-workers, Lord God, and current co-workers, dear Heavenly Father. So we're asking special prayer and blessings be upon them. Remember our family, church family down in Florida, dear Father, Sister Sanders and her family, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon them, Lord God. Be with them, dear Father. We beg of thee in a mighty way. Likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon our family there in Boston, Lord God, Sister Ferris Day and her family, Lord God. Watch over and protect them and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Sister Marvinia, dear Father, in New York, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember her there, dear Heavenly Father. Ask a special prayer and blessing be with her likewise. Father, we just pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, all of our prayer requests. We've had so many of them, Lord God, down through the days and years and months, even this year alone, dear Father. There are many requests that the saints of God have made. We just ask that you would continue to honor them, dear Heavenly Father. You said before we ask, you've already answered, and yet while we're speaking, you would hear our humble cry. So, Father, we know that you've answered them, Lord God, and some we're still waiting, dear Father, to hear your response, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to hold on, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, not to get weary in well-doing. Help us, Lord God, not to forsake you, dear Father, in anything that we do, Lord God, but to give glory and give praise and give honor to your name, Lord God. No matter what it looks like to the world, dear Father, no matter if the world, dear Father, shuns us, dear Heavenly Father, no matter if the world, dear Father, laughs at us, dear Father, help us to keep our hand in your hand, dear Father. Help us never to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help us never to be ashamed of our walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father. It's important for us to know, Lord God, that we stay in the straight and narrow way, dear Heavenly Father. We know, dear Father, according to your word, dear Heavenly Father, there are many, Lord God, who have stepped out of the way, dear Father. There are many, Lord God, who have felt, dear Father, that this way is too straight for them to go, Lord God, and they no longer are serving you. But help us, dear Father, to remain, dear Heavenly Father, to not get weary in well-doing. Oh, Father, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. As Sister said on downstairs, dear Father, we're winding up another year, and if you allow us to see, Lord willing, next Sunday, Lord God, it will be the end of 2023, Lord God. We will be going into a new year. Help us in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to be all that you have called us out to be. Thank you even for the message on last Lord's Day where Brother was sharing with us. Oh, to clean up, dear Heavenly Father, to make sure that the temple of God is clean, dear Heavenly Father. As when David said, create in me a clean heart. Brother showed us, Lord God, that we may have cleaned, but is there anything that's still lurking down in there that we need to get out? Is there anything still lurking in there that we need to clean up, dear Father? And if there is, show us, dear Father. Help us, Lord God, in our walk with thee. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. We just want to thank you for another day that you have made, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue to bless us as we go through this day, dear Father. Ask that you would remember us in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Remember Sister Mellison as she leads the devotional service, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with her, Lord God. As we said, Lord God, we pray, dear Father, that you would hasten along the people of God, dear Father. We see many are absent this day, dear Father, but Lord God, we're praying, dear Father, others are still maybe on their way, dear Heavenly Father, to the house of the Lord, and that you would get the glory out of everything that is said and done. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you this morning for being so good to us. Thank you this morning, dear Father, when we looked out and we saw Brother Reggie here this morning. Thank you for what you brought him through. Thank you for all your continued blessings upon our dear brother. We know, Lord God, he's still dealing with bereavement in his family, and so we just ask that you would bless and be with him. Remember the Williams family. We don't see Brother Robert as of yet. Remember him and his family likewise, Lord God. We know that, dear Father, they were suffering with the bereavement of the loss of his sister-in-law, and so we're asking a special prayer upon him and his family likewise. Now, Father, have thine own way this day. Bless us and be with us, dear Heavenly Father. Keep us in perfect peace, you said, whose mind is stayed on thee. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, not forgetting Sister Melita And Brother PJ, as they run the media, Lord God, we want to thank you for this ministry and how you have blessed them to be able to draw in souls, dear Heavenly Father, so they can hear the word of God. So we ask in a special way, Lord God, that you would bless them and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Remember all the souls who have called in, dear Father, to hear the broadcast. Remember those who are unable to get out, dear Father, and have called in, dear Father, to hear the word of God. Remember Sister Sandy and her family, Lord God. Remember Matthew. Remember Monty. Remember their children, dear Heavenly Father. We pray a special prayer and blessing. Even Sister Sandy's son, Michael, remember him likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Pray a special prayer and blessing upon the family. Remember our DeZanesville family likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Sister Margie has sent out a note, dear Heavenly Father, about souls, dear Father, that they were trying to reach the other day. And so we ask that you would remember that situation. Remember them, Lord God. We ask a special prayer upon them, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you this day because we know how good you have been. We thank you, Lord God, even this past week, Lord God, how you brought in my aunt, dear Heavenly Father, from Bermuda, Lord God, and my cousins, dear Father, and you brought them in safely, Lord God, over the airways. Well, we don't take that for granted, dear Heavenly Father, because we know that we are flying on eagle's wings, dear Heavenly Father, and we know the prayers of the saints went up, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that they are here, Lord God. And they said, Lord God, we're thinking that they said they will come out to the house of God today. We're trusting, Lord God, that they're on their way, Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Bless them. Be with each and every one of us, Lord God. Oh, we can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy extended unto us this day. Now have thine own way, Lord God, in the services today. Be with us, dear Heavenly Father, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Do unto thee in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God,
Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
So we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 289. 289 in the worship to the Lord.
O Church of God.
Praise God.
289. I think of Sister Summers.
Yes.
Favorite hymn.
Yes.
O Church of God, 289.
The Church of God, one body is, one Spirit dwells within, and all her members are redeemed and triumph over. Mother of the free. thy strength and face thy foes with courage undismayed. O Church of God, Ireland of thy courts, the Mother of the free.
Amen. Thank God. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank God this morning for just being God. Thank Him because He is above all.
Yes.
That song said, O Church of God, I love thy courts. But before you can love the Church of God, we want to understand that we need to love God.
Amen.
Because the Church of God is His people, the people that He has redeemed through the blood of Jesus. And so we give glory to God this morning. We're just so thankful to be here.
Amen.
And we're so glad. We want to call you family, too.
Amen.
Because we're so glad to see you. We knew that you were coming, and we're praying that God would bring you safely. It's just so good to see you this morning.
Amen.
Thank God for you. Amen. Again, giving God glory this morning and seeing that Koa just feels like Koa's just at home. I think he knows I said his name. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning. We thank God for her and all that God does for us through her.
Amen.
Amen. And so we give her honor this morning for her diligence and for her love for each and every one of us. Amen. Just thank God. I'm thankful to be here. I was not able to be here for the food pantry. I knew that on last Lord's Day, my throat was scratchy and it stayed scratchy and then just blew up on Friday and just became just full-blown cold and sneezing and coughing. And just as I sent a text message to Pastor Jenkins, just fits of sneezing where I just couldn't stop. And head just congested. It's still a little bit there, but I can breathe without breathing through my mouth. I thank God for that. And I'm not a danger. I felt I would have been a danger to others if I'd come yesterday for the food pantry. But I thank God for His touch. I thank you for your prayers for me. And God truly has blessed me. So I still have my tissues and hand sanitizer and gloves and mask, but I thank God I'm much, much better and to press my way by the grace of God. So the Lord had told me to stay home, I would have, but I'm glad to be here.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. Our responsive reading from God's precious word is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and by some, this is referred to as the love chapter. There are times when people have been at weddings. In fact, I've been to weddings where people have had this scripture, this chapter read. Sometimes I wonder if they really understood what it was saying. They just thought, well, it's the love chapter and we're in love, so we'll have someone read it. But it goes so much deeper than that. God's word always does. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we will read the entire chapter responsibly.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13.
Amen.
Amen. verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity avaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up.
Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil.
Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth.
Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
For we know in part, and we prophesy in part.
But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away.
When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known.
Together. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. The Word of God tells us what we need to put in order. What comes first?
Yes.
Which is the greatest of these?
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. May the Lord add a blessing to His precious Word
Amen.
This day. Man, we know that we're going to hear from God through His Spirit Amen. On this Word. Amen. We ask God's anointing on our pastor, even as she brings His Word to us. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. We know that we all need something from the Lord at all times. So we're going to ask if you have a special request that you would make it known either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Smith?
I was telling them to check their name this morning. I'm going to stop by there and let them know. Kind of wind it up. You need to hear the word of God. You have to be safe and sin for sin. The time is winding up. You know not when they come by. Take us away from you. Put us up. Bless you to be safe and sin. And then it's a new respect. And you need to listen.
Amen. Sister Smith wants us to remember her unsaved loved ones much in prayer. Amen. As she goes by, we remember her in prayer. As she goes by to talk with them. She goes by to visit with them and talk with them about their souls. I invite them once again to come to the service to hear the word of God and that they would have a concern for their souls. So we remember them. And Sister Smith, we remember you, that God will use you. And that they will hear. Yeah. Sister Carol.
I thank the Lord for being here today and bringing me across the highway safely. I thank the Lord is able to go and visit with some of my relatives yesterday.
Bless the Lord.
It was good to see them, Renee Harrison.
Amen.
It was just very good to see them. I hadn't seen them
I'm going to do this some more, Lord willing, today. And I had a disturbance coming down Sunbury Road there at my Perfect Baptist Church. And as I rode by there, I see a man stand up and greet people with Santa Claus.
Oh.
Santa Claus, I'll be asking the Lord have mercy. Just pray for people. Just, I don't know. At a church.
Yes.
Santa Claus. Standing in the doorway.
My.
It's just disturbing, you know.
Yes.
Lord knows it, you
know. Yes, he does. Amen. 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 Remember Sister Carol's request. Remember her loved one. She's gone to visit family members. She went yesterday and she's going again today. So remember her. The Lord will bless and strengthen her. Very much. I thank the Lord that Sister Carol went to visit Sister Lillian, my sister, went up to the rehab and visited with her, and she was just so glad to see Sister Carol and visit with her. And I thank God for that, and just thank God for Sister Carol.
Amen.
The strength that the Lord gives her, she uses it to bless others to the glory of God. And so let's thank God for you, Sister Carol. So continue to remember her loved ones, much in prayer, and her as she's going to visit others. And remember that what she saw. She says disturbing to see a what is supposed to be a house of worship, but they're glorifying Santa Claus. So one would ask, what are they worshiping in there? Indeed, what are they worshiping? Because God doesn't want us to be deceived in any way. So remember every soul that passes through there, that goes into that place, because they need to hear the whole truth. Yes. Even in a court of law, they say, do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Amen.
We have to have that confidence when we go into a house of a church of God, that that's what we're going to hear. Because that's what God intends for us to hear.
Amen. Can't be ashamed of
it. Not be ashamed. The Apostle Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. We have to believe it and stand on it. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for you, Sister Carol.
I also had a call for Roberta. I could call him yesterday. And also,
Oh, Ella.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Roberta. Amen. Amen. We're still praying for her soul, and every time we see her, I think it was during turkey giveaways the last time she came around, and we're telling her to come, inviting her. So. Amen. Amen. We'd like to be able to tell someone that she was here.
Amen.
Amen. We're still praying for their souls. Amen. Amen.
Sister Blake, remember Sister Kiba this morning? She's traveling to Akron. Likewise, Sister Webb sent text. She's not going to be able to out. Remember her much in prayer. And let's continue to remember others who are sick and shut in,
yes.
Not able to get out. And just remember souls as a whole.
Amen.
Souls as a whole.
Amen.
And remember us, Lord willing, we're going to be journeying to Berea, Ohio on Tuesday.
Yes.
Remember us.
Amen. Amen.
Gina, remember Sister Regina. She's doing well. Just that they're doing some work at her complex. And she said it's hard for her to get around because they've got things laying in the hallway. So she should be online, because I talked to her Thursday, and so she said she would be online. So pray that she's online already.
Amen.
Remember how much you pray.
Amen. Amen. We'll remember Sister Regina.
And all of them that are in that facility, because it's a senior citizen building, and they've got stuff all over the place in the hallways, and they're trying to get around. So remember them. They're doing some remodeling. But Lord bless.
My. Yes. We'll pray that the Lord will keep them safe during that whole situation. Amen. Just continue to remember me in body, please. I thank God for how far he's brought me.
Amen.
And pray to take me on a little bit farther.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Blake, likewise, remember all the souls who came out yesterday to the food pantry. Remember them.
Amen.
One of the ladies was sick yesterday, and she needed prayer, and so just remember them.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes, Sister Melita. Amen. Amen. Yes. Sister Melita said, continue to remember the McElroy family, much in prayer while they're going through their bereavement. And continue to remember Sister Melita, much in soul and body. And all general requests. Amen. We all need the Lord.
Amen.
After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
So we turn in our worship the Lord to page 331. 331 in the worship of the Lord. Teach me to pray. 331. And on that third verse where it says, my weakened will, Lord, thou canst renew, says my sinful, my weakened nature, thou canst subdue. 331 in the worship of the Lord. We'll sing verse 1 and 2, then the chorus, 3 and 4, then the chorus. Teach me to pray, Lord. Teach me to pray. This is my heart's cry, day unto day. I long to know thy will and thy way. Teach me to pray, Lord. Teach me to pray. Power in prayer, Lord. Power in prayer. Hear me.
Today. Grant me thy power, powerless and free, power within and power with thee.
Amen.
Amen. As we approach God's throne, may we approach it humbly, reverently, knowing that He is the God of all power.
Amen.
That's why He can grant us power in prayer if we're given to Him. So let us look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come humbly, dear God, before your throne of mercy, thanking you, dear God, Lord, because you are able, dear Father, to do all things but fail. And so when we come, dear God, we come boldly to the throne of grace because we know, dear God, that we can get the help that we need. We know, dear God, that we can, Lord, receive, dear Father, those things that we stand in need of, Lord, according to your will. And so when we come, Lord, we're praying, Lord, that you would hear from heaven, Lord, and that according to your will, dear God, that you would grant our petitions. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for each one that's gathered here today. And we thank you, dear God, that we can be agreed in prayer, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, because we have tasted, Lord, of your goodness. Lord, we have tasted, Lord, of your many blessings. Lord, we have tasted, dear God, of how you have answered our prayers in times past. And so, Lord, when we come in faith. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, dear God, each heart. Lord, you know the desires of each heart, dear God. Some were spoken, some were not spoken, dear God. But, Lord, you know, dear God, what each of us stand in need of. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, in faith that you would grant, dear Father, our petitions. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, dear God, here with us, dear Father. And we pray, dear God, that everything that is done, Lord, would be to your glory and to your honor. We ask, Lord, your anointing, dear God, upon this service. We ask, dear God, your anointing upon your word, dear God, as it will go forth. We ask, Lord, your anointing, dear God, on our pastor, dear Father. Lord, to speak the word, dear God, that you have given to her. We pray, dear God, that you would give her utterance from your spirit, dear God, to preach, dear God, that your word may touch our hearts, dear God, and teach us, dear God, how to live in this life, dear God, before we die. To teach us, dear God, how to be a prepared people, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we know our Sunday school lesson talked about how the children of Israel were prepared to enter Canaan. And Lord, you want us to be prepared, a prepared people, dear God, according to your word, dear Father.
Amen.
So that when Jesus comes again, dear God, we might be prepared to meet him in peace.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and remember Sister Melita in a very special way, dear
Amen.
God. Lord, you know all about her, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would grant comfort and strength,
Amen.
Dear God, to the McElroy family, dear
Amen.
Father, in their bereavement. Lord, we understand, dear God, as has been said, dear God, as Sister Jenkins prayed earlier, dear God, we have been in that seat, dear God, of the sorrowful, dear God. We have lost loved ones. We have lost fathers, dear God. Lord, we know how our hearts felt, dear God. Lord, and even when we heard, dear God, of Jody losing his father, Lord, our hearts were reminded, dear God, of how our hearts felt at that time. And, Lord, it caused us, dear God, to pray in compassion, dear God. Lord, you said in your word, dear God, that you want us, dear God, to be able to comfort them with the comfort with which we ourselves were comforted. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, your comfort and strength be upon that family in the name of Jesus. Each and every one, Lord, give them the strength that they need. Give them the love, dear God. Lord, help them, dear God, to be able to love one another, dear God, even within that situation, dear God. We know sometimes within families, dear God, Father, it's been our experience, dear God, that there are times, Lord, when some are grieving in one way and some in another, Lord, and some are looking at others and saying, well, I don't understand why you're not grieving like I am. But, Lord, you know each heart. You know each soul. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would comfort each one of them individually, Lord, with the comfort that they themselves need. Bless them. Bless their children, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray that you would touch Sister Melita, Lord, in a special way. Touch her in her body, dear God. She asked, Lord, to be remembered in body and soul and mind and spirit. And so, Father, we're asking, Lord, that you would touch her in each one of those ways, dear God, according to her request, Lord, for you know what she stands in need of. Bless her and strengthen her, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. For we know, Lord, she asked in faith, dear God. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that you are able to answer her according to her faith. We know so many times Jesus said in his word when he worked a miracle on one or another, according to your faith be it unto you. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just touch Sister Melita, dear God, as she stands in need. Lord, we pray that you would remember, Lord, Sister Smith. We thank you for her, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for her, the burden that she has for the souls of her loved ones, dear God, who don't know you, Lord, the loved ones who are not saved. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be with her, dear God, even as she speaks to them, dear God. Lord, give her a heart of love. Let her words be with love. Give her a tone of love, Lord. You told us, Lord, to let our words, Lord, be seasoned, dear God. Lord, that they may speak and reach, Lord, those who we want to hear. Lord, we know, dear God, that we all have loved ones who are in sin, dear God. Father, we don't want to see them lost, dear Father. But we know that you are a God of love. And, Lord, we persuaded, Lord, that you would have us to speak to them in love, dear Father. Amen. Lord, you don't want us, Lord, to jump on them and beat them up, dear Father, Lord, Amen. With our words. But, Lord, you want us, dear God, to draw them with cords of love. For, Lord, that's how you drew us. Amen. And so, Father, give us the wisdom, Lord. You said in your word, he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. So, Lord, help each one of us, Lord, to have the wisdom, dear God. Lord, Sister Smith, myself, all of us, dear Lord, help us, Lord, to have the wisdom to know how to talk to our loved ones, Lord, so that they will hear, dear God, and that they will think about their souls. Let them feel your love through us, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that they're lost, dear God. You know that they're lost, dear Father. But, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help them to see, help us, give us the words, Lord, to tell them there's a way. There is a way that is a way of light. There is a way that is a way of peace, and the Lord is inviting you to walk that way. Amen. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, bless, Lord, speak to her unsaved loved ones. Dear God, help them to hear. Help each of us, Lord, who have unsaved loved ones, unsaved family, dear God. Lord, we know, Father, that Sister Carol also said, Lord, she went to talk, she saw family, dear Father. We know so many times, Lord, she's made requests for her unsaved loved ones. Yeah. And, Father, we're praying the same prayer, dear God, even as she goes and sees her loved ones, dear Father. Help them, Lord, to see Christ in her, dear Father. Lord, we know that they know the stand that she has taken. We know that they can see God in her, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that even her presence going to visit them, Lord, will show them her love and her concern for them. And, Lord, how she cares for them, dear Father. And, Lord, how you care for them also. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would remember Sister Carol. Keep her safe, dear Father, even as she goes in and out, dear God. Lord, truly, dear God, being a missionary for you, dear Father. Yeah. Lord, we don't have to go to a strange land with a strange language, dear Father, to be a missionary. For we know the mission fields are all around us, and especially among our family members. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless Sister Carol, dear God, and use her to your glory, to your honor. We thank you for her, dear God, for the strength you daily give her. We thank you, Lord, for not only, Lord, how she goes and ministers to her family members, but how she ministers to the saints, dear God. Lord, how she does for us, dear God. Lord, at any given time, one of us may receive a phone call and she'll say, I'm outside your house. I'm coming up to your house and bringing something, bringing some goodie, bringing something for us, dear God. Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for her. Lord, how you've used her, dear God. Lord, you said in your word that that your saints would bring forth fruit in old age, dear God.
Yeah.
Truly, dear God, Sister Carol is bringing forth a whole orchard of fruit, dear God.
Yeah.
Lord, as you're using her, dear God,
yeah,
and the love that she shows. So we pray, dear God, that you continue to bless her, that your anointing would be upon her, dear God. Lord, we pray that you'd remember Sister Regina in a special way, dear Father.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep her safe, dear Father.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, we know, dear God, that her desire would have been to be here, dear God. We understand, dear God, that when there are hazards in the hallways, dear God, things that could cause her to fall, dear God, we know, dear God. Excuse me. We know, dear God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I know you're able, Lord.
Amen.
Dear God. I know, dear God, that you're able to bless Sister Regina, to keep her safe, to keep her in your care, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with her. Encourage her heart, dear Father.
Amen.
Help her to know that these obstructions won't be there always.
Amen.
But Lord, you are there with her.
Amen.
Blessing
Amen.
Her and encouraging her.
Amen.
And Lord, remember all of the others, dear God, who are there, living there, Lord, in that apartment complex, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, we know, dear God, that it's not just Sister Regina whose walking is impeded by all these things that are in the hallway. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep them all safe in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear, praying even for the souls that are there, dear God.
Yes.
We know there have been times Sister Regina has brought some of the residents
mm-hmm.
in prayer and has mentioned them. And so, Lord, we're lifting them up to you, dear God.
Yes,
knowing, Father, that you are able, Lord, to bless them and keep them, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, during this season, dear God, when they can't get around as freely as they would, but speak to hearts and souls, dear God. And Lord, we pray that you would allow Sister Regina, Lord, to be a light, dear God, to souls that are there. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Webb, dear Father. Lord, we pray that you would remember her family in a special way, dear God.
Yes.
Be with them, bless them, Lord. Give them the strength that they stand in need of. Lord, you know, dear God, that we've been praying for them, dear God, through many seasons, dear God, of sickness and affliction, dear God. It seems like first one family member and then another and then another. But, Lord, you've been constant through it all. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, that you would bless and be with them, dear God. And be faithful, to continue to be faithful unto them, dear God, so that those, dear God, and her family who don't know you, dear God, and the pardon of their sins, Lord, that they will see, Lord, how you have constantly loved that family. You have constantly touched and blessed that family, dear God. And, Lord, Father, they can stretch out, dear Father, in faith, Lord, to believe, Lord, that as you have kept them physically, Lord, you're also able, Lord, to bless them and save them spiritually. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God. Remember Sister Kiba, dear Father, who's traveling, dear God, to Akron. Father, we ask, dear God, not only traveling mercies, dear God, but that you would be with her, Lord. Please be with her, Lord, while she is there, dear Father. Pray, dear God, that your ministering spirit, Lord, would be with her, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, dear God, even rebuke anything, dear God, that's not like thee, dear God, that might try to come upon her, dear God, to draw her aside, Lord. Be with her, bless her, Lord, strengthen her. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we pray. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for bringing Sister Dee's family, dear God, safely from Bermuda. Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, for what you have done, for what you are doing.
Amen.
Lord, our minds go to Lord. Any time that an Atlantic hurricane is mentioned, dear God, that's going to go anywhere near the island of Bermuda. Lord, you know, Lord, how we get down in prayer, Lord, how we're praying earnestly, dear God, and we just thank you, Lord, Father, for how you have blessed.
Amen.
And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for bringing them safely, dear Father, here. and pray, Lord, that you would bless them while they're here, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, for traveling mercies, dear God, as they'll be traveling with family up to Berea, Ohio, dear God, to see other family members. Lord, we pray that you would keep them safe, dear God, over the highway, dear God. Bless and allow them, dear God, to have a wonderful visit, have a wonderful family reunion, dear God. Lord, that your love can just flow, dear God, from forth through the family. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just continue to be with them, dear God. Bless them, dear Father, Lord, while they're here. Remember their home, dear God, in Bermuda while they're away, Lord. We pray, Lord, that your all-seeing eye, Lord, would protect, dear God, their home even while they're here, dear God. Lord, pray that you would be with them. Bless them, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that you just continue to have your way, dear God. Lord, I know, dear God, there are other requests, dear Father, that I have forgotten. But, Lord, you know about each and every one. And so, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you remember each request that was brought, dear God. Lord, Lord, I can't even remember them. So, Lord, you know, dear God, that I cannot answer, Lord, that prayer. But, Lord, you, Lord, know about every request, Lord. Each one that was spoken and the ones that were not even spoken. And, Lord, truly, you are able. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, dear God, to abide, Lord, and take care, Lord, for each one and answer, Lord, according to your will. For we know, Lord, you're able to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, dear God, Lord, for blessing me, dear God. Father, thank you, Lord, for touching my throat, dear God. Father, I'm not going to say it was the enemy that tried to take the prayer away, dear God. Sometimes it's just something physical, dear God. And you know, dear Father, Lord, that I've been afflicted. And so, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the touch, dear God, in that moment. I thank you, Lord, for the prayers of the saints that I heard in my ears, dear God, in that moment. And, Lord, how you cleared my voice, dear God, to be able to pray on. I thank you, dear God, for your faithfulness, dear Father. Lord, how you manifested, dear God, yourself even in our midst today. Just continue to bless and have your way. Again, Lord, remember each of the requests that was mentioned, dear God, one by one and name by name. And as I said, Lord, I know I have forgotten some, Lord, but it's just an error of the head but not of the heart. Have your way, Lord. Make us a blessing. Remember those who are away. Remember Brother Byron and his companion, dear God, and their daughter Madeline. I believe she was traveling down to Florida also, and then she's going to travel on to the Bahamas, dear Father. Remember them, dear Father, while they're away. We miss them, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that even as we are, Brother Byron is on our hearts, dear God, we know that he's thinking of us, Lord, even at this hour, dear Father. So we pray, Lord, that you would bless, dear God, be with them, dear Father, keep them safe. Have your way, dear God. And truly, dear God, we're going to give you all the glory and all the praise shall be thine. As we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Before you to offer prayer as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. You know, at this time of year, most of the time people are more concerned about getting rather than giving. But God be praised.
Amen.
God gives us every day.
Yes, he does.
Amen. He daily loadeth us with benefits.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Scripture says, What shall I render unto the Lord?
For all
his benefits unto me.
Yes.
But then it goes on to say, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. People don't think about that part.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the cup of salvation.
Yeah.
Amen. We thank God for this cup of salvation.
Amen.
Amen. We only have it because Jesus drank of his cup of suffering.
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. This being the fourth Sunday of the month,
The special offering for today is for missionaries. So as we file by, we may place that special offering for missionaries in the middle plate, and we may place our tithes and other offerings on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. The dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all of your blessings to us. We thank you, dear God, because you provide for our needs out of your abundance, dear God. And Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for your goodness to us. Lord, we pray, dear God, as we bring in our tithes and offerings, Lord, that you would receive them and that you would use them according to your glory and your honor. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would give wisdom, dear Father, for Lord, you have appointed some of us, dear God, Lord, to be stewards, dear God, over those things, dear God, that you have provided.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us wisdom as to for what you would have to be done with these tithes and offerings, dear God. Lord, we're not going out and counting the tithes and offerings and putting them into account just to watch the numbers mount up, dear God. For, Lord, this is all yours. And, Lord, you direct, dear Father, for the use of it, for to help the poor, to help the homeless, to help the hungry, dear Father, even to for saints, dear God, who have special needs, dear Father. Lord, to keep the lights on in this building. I was explaining to Olivia down in the Sunday school, during Sunday school, and she said, well, that's, as we were just counting the Sunday school up, and she says, well, what's that for? I said, well, we've got lights on. We've got heat. We can turn on the water and get water. We can flush the toilet and have water come back up in the tank. There are many things. There are people who are hungry who need to be fed. So, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for, Lord, giving us, dear Father, the mind of Christ, for giving us, Lord, compassion, dear Father, for giving us a heart, dear God, that wants to give. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these tithes and offerings and that you would use them to your glory and to your honor. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply them, Lord, as only you can. We've seen you, Lord, multiply so that it goes so much farther, dear God, than we ever would have thought, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless, dear God, each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and your honor. And again, we will give you all the glory and praise as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do you hear them coming closer, droning up the seeds of light, quiet and glorious shining garments, blood-washed garments pure and white, in the glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Do you hear the stirring anthem filling all the earth and sky? Tis a grand and glorious army, lift its banner up on high. Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Never fear the clouds of sorrow, never fear the storms of sin. We shall triumph on the morrow. Even now our doors begin. Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Wave the banner, shout his praises, for our victory is nigh. We shall triumph
reign with him on high. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. 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 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. So glad to be here again today, and so glad to see you. When you and most of you know that if there's a time that you're not feeling well, you want to be, you had desire to be in the house of God, and you can't be here, you just it makes you sad.
Yeah.
It makes you sad because you have a desire to be, and you said, but Lord, you know my heart is there. Thank God. Thank God. So it makes us appreciate so much the more when we are able to be in the house of God. Amen. This time shall we stand. Amen. We know that we've been talking to God, singing praises to the Lord, but we need to hear from God. We need to hear from his word. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer, asking God to bless and touch Pastor Jenkins, to preach the word, just to pour out her heart, that our hearts might be filled, that our hearts might be blessed. And if there are any that don't know the Lord and the pardon of their sins, that their souls might seek to know God. So we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for being God.
Amen.
We
amen.
Thank you, dear God,
amen.
For your precious word, dear Father.
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, that your word is able, dear God, to lead a soul to repentance, dear God,
amen.
Through your spirit. And Lord, that soul that gets repentance and cleansing, dear God, gets it through the blood of Jesus. And so, God, we just thank you, dear God, for the working of our Father, for the working of the Holy Spirit, and for the working of our Savior, Jesus. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would work through your word this day, Lord, even as your word is preached. Lord, that you would anoint Pastor Jenkins, dear God, with power from on high, dear God. Speak through her lips, dear God, the words that we need to hear, dear God. Anoint her from head to toe, dear God. Lord, that she might preach, Lord, with power, in the power of the Spirit, Lord, the words that we need, Lord, to live by, the words that we need to hear, the truth, Lord, of your word. Father, we sit, dear God, with open hearts and minds, and Lord, we pray, Lord, your anointing upon us, dear God, as we listen and as we receive your precious, precious word. Have your way in our hearts and in our minds. And Lord, we thank you now, dear God, before we eat this meal, dear God. And Lord, we'll thank you, dear God, when the preaching is over, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for the meal we have received in your word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our pastor, Sister Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, and I truly thank the Lord, Sister Blake, and for you that are here. I was looking for others to be out today, but we thank God for those that are here. We know some are traveling and others are sick, but we just thank God. Thank God for my family that's in from the island of Bermuda, and they're filling in the gap for those that are not here. Amen. Amen. So the Bible says two or three, and we've got more than that. So thank the Lord. Amen. We're still going to serve the Lord regardless of how many's here and how many's not, because God has ordained for us to be here, and he has blessed us, and we are here today. Thank God for your prayers. Thank God for Sister Blake. I know that on yesterday, she texted me in the morning, and she was due to do the service on yesterday, and she said, sis, I've been trying, but I'm just not able. But God is able. He always has a ram in the bush. He always is a God that's on time. Amen. I shared with Brother Maurice and the others that were here on yesterday that I was sitting there, and after I saw, I'm up early. I'm usually up around between 3:30 and 4, and so I was up studying, and I just said, all right, Lord, what would you have me? And the Lord had given me a message to start working on about 4 weeks ago or so, and I just began to pray, and the Lord put it together. It wasn't long, but it was a message, amen? It was a message from the Lord, and we thank God for all those who came out on yesterday and heard the word of God, and thank God for the workers that were here that were there to serve those who came out. We likewise want to say we thank the Lord for Brother Scott being with us on Last Lord's Day and the message that God gave to him to share with us. His message was, are you pursuing the will of God? Are you pursuing the way of God? As Brother illustrated to us, we have to make sure that we've been cleansed out of us all the things that will keep us from making it into the kingdom of God. I know that many right now are waiting with a great anticipation for 2022 to bid 2023 bid well, farewell because of all the things that they've gone through in this year. They've suffered some things. They've suffered loss of family, loss of loved ones, including some of the, at the beginning of the year, we've lost loved ones. Even it just a couple weeks ago, we've lost loved ones. And some are saying, I'm ready to say goodbye to this year. They want to go into a new year. But that doesn't mean that there won't be trials and tribulations in the new year, if the Lord lets us see it. That doesn't mean that we will not lose loved ones in the new year if the Lord allows us to see the new year. You see, going into a new year does nothing for us if we're leaving this old year, not living for the Lord, and going into a new year with the same sinful life that we had in 2023. You've got to know God. You've got to know that we are not going to go alone if the Lord allows us to see 2024. We have to know him. We have to know that our God is love. You see, our subject this morning or this afternoon is God's gift of love. And so we've got to know about God's gift of love in our lives. In our hearing this afternoon, and I trust you have your Bibles with you today and something to write with. I want our young people to take out something. I want you to write down the word of God. You had many questions downstairs this morning in Sunday school concerning cardiac arrest and deaths and people dying after having a cardiac arrest, and it's happening all around, not only to old people, not only to people in their 90s and 80s and 70s, but cardiac arrest is happening even to those who are young. We've heard of those who have been on basketball fields, basketball courts and football fields and soccer fields and all this kind of thing, having cardiac arrest, and many of them are young. They're in their 20s, some in their 18s. And you can go into eternity after having a cardiac arrest. But I want you to know about God's love, his gift of love. And in our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13. We would like to go to verse 13 to get the subject that the Lord has shared with me to share with you this afternoon. Lord bless. Verse 13 said, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. As I said, as the Lord leads, I would like to share some thoughts with you on God's gift of love. In our scripture text this afternoon, Paul listed love along with faith and hope as gifts that last forever. You see, the lasting nature of faith, hope, and love make them greater than all the other gifts that were listed in this passage of Scripture. In verse 8, we're told that the gifts of prophecy, the gifts of tongues, the gift of knowledge, they're mentioned as coming to an end. But of the three forever gifts, love is the greatest. You see, saints of God, without love, there can be no true faith in Almighty God. As Paul says to us in verse 2 of our scripture, he said, and though I have the gift of prophecy, he said, and understand all mystery. This is what Paul was saying to us. He said, and though I have the gift of prophecy, see, people can have the gift of preaching. They can have the gift of teaching God's word. They can have the gift of all these many gifts that are out there. He said, and understand all mysteries. People are understanding various things. They're able to go out and they Google and they get things up on the internet. He said, and have all knowledge. And though I have all faith, you can have faith, more faith than anyone else in this house of God. He said, so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, and we know that charity is love. Paul said, I am nothing. And saints of God, that is the same for you and I today. We can have every gift and talent that there is out there in the world. We can know all sorts of things. We can do have all sorts of knowledge within our head. But if we don't have love, as Sister Blake was saying, love for one another and love for our family members. There's a love that God wants us to have to be able to reach the lost. There's a way that God wants us to talk when we go to the lost. He said, as Sister said, he that winneth souls is wise. He lets us know in another scripture that our conversation, our words, must be seasoned with grace. We've got to know how to answer every man. We cannot just go out and try to win souls without having the love of God. Without knowing what the love of God is, not knowing that God loved us first, so therefore we're able to love someone else. Praise our God. Also, Paul lets us know that we can have great wealth, we can have great faith and knowledge, but these are all nothing if we have not love. And if we don't have love, then we cannot have genuine hope in Almighty God. You see, our spiritual hope is not just a wish. It's not just some desire for something, but it is a guarantee that is tied together with our faith in Almighty God. You see, the object of our hope is based on the fact of who God is and nothing else. Do we know who God is? Do we know that he is the God of this universe? He is the creator of all things. One of the young people in the class downstairs, when the question came up about the church of God, he asked a question about it, and he said, well, can you put Saint God, Saint Church of God in front of it? Oh, you don't put Saint in front of God? Because God is God alone.
Amen.
God is above all. Praise our God. Mm-hmm. There is none like him. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, he's asked a question in the Word of God, and you saints of God know it. He asked in Isaiah, the 44th chapter and verse 8, he said, is there a God beside me? He said, yea, there is no God. God answered his own question.
Amen.
He said, I know not any. There's no God above God. Amen?
Amen.
There's no man above God. Oh, our Bible tells us in Numbers, the 23rd chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. I trust you have your word with you. And if not, I trust you write these down that you may be able to look at them a little later on. He said these words in Numbers 29, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall not he do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Our God is a God of truth, and I found that to be so, amen? He loved us so much. The Word of God told us in John 3:16, we know it well, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him shall not perish, but have eternal life, amen? Oh, that's what our God has done for you and I. Our God didn't just leave us here to wing it all along.
Our God didn't leave us here after the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden. And God didn't just say to them, just go about it and do the best you can. No, 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 that's not what our God said. Oh, our God was right there with them. Although God was not happy with what they did, our God didn't leave them alone. What did God do when he came to them in Genesis, that third chapter? And I asked you to read the entire chapter in your leisure. But God was there, right there with them. When God asked him the question, turn with me there for a moment to Genesis, the third chapter. Oh, praise our God. After they had partaken of the forbidden fruit, the Bible says in verse 8, oh, and verse 7, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves. See, they knew they were wrong. They knew they had done wrong against God. And so they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden, the very trees that God said that they could partake of. Now they're going to go in and hide themselves amongst them. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and he said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Oh, you see, sin will bring you to a shame, amen? You'll try to do everything to cover it up. You'll try to do all kinds of things when you know it's wrong. You'll go out and you'll try to do things to cover up your sin. Oh, but God sees it, amen?
Amen.
God sees everything that we do. Each and every day, God saw us when we woke up this morning, amen. God saw us when we lie down last night. God heard every word that we utter. Because why? My Bible tells me God is, he's there in the midst of the evil. He's there in the midst of the good. He sees and hears everything.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Verse 10 says, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Oh, God was right straight to the point. You know, you hear people sometimes say, well, I'm just going to be straight to the point. Oh, God was. He said, have thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? See, that was disobedience to what God had said for them not to do. And this is important for us, saints of God, as children of God. We've got to know that when God says we ought not to do something, we ought not to do it. We can't disobey God and then come back and try to pray over it. No, disobedience is sin. And God will ask us to do things to take care of that. Just we got to come back and make that disobedience right. Amen?
Amen.
He went on to say, and the man said, the woman, oh, and these excuses are still being used today. The first thing, something happens. Oh, the woman, where's the mother? Amen. That's what people do today. You see, but God is not accepting those excuses. Amen?
That's right.
He said, and the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me. Look at how he accused God. You gave her.
Amen.
You gave her to me. She gave the woman that thou gavest to be with me. She gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Oh, but God gave the command to him. Amen?
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
And the woman said, and the Lord said unto the woman, what is it that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Oh, see how it just keeps going right on down the line. You're sinning, and you just keep right on until you can try. Nobody wants to take responsibility for their own action. He said, and the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon the belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And then he went on to tell him he was going to put in between thee and the woman. And he said unto the woman, he told her how she would greatly multiply thy sorrows. I'm in verse 16. I'm trying to skip around a little bit here. He said, and unto Adam, he said in verse 17, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy, see, Adam hearkened unto the voice of his wife and not unto Almighty God's voice. He yielded to what his wife was saying. Saints of God, that is for all of us today to take heed to. When God says something to us, we cannot hearken to the voice of our companions, but we've got to stand on the truth of God's word. He said, I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Oh, and then he went on and told him in the sweat of his face. In verse 19, shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the earth. And then in verse 20, and Adam called his wife's name Eve. He said, right, he called her Eve because she was the mother of all living. And unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. You see, God didn't just allow their sin to be still, it to be naked, them to be naked upon the earth, but God put a covering upon them. And that same covering, we know that we can receive from our Heavenly Father when we give our life to Jesus Christ. God can cover us, and God can bless us. God didn't, Jesus didn't come to save us in our sins, but he came to save us from them. And that's the covering that you and I have today, amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, the essence of our Christian journey is for us to get to know God better. Do we believe that God is God? Do we believe that God is still on his throne, amen? Do we believe there never has been and never will be another God and Savior of the world? That the God of Israel, the Father of our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the only one. With our whole hearts and minds, that we've got to have them devoted to him and nothing and no one else. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. Amen. You see, anything that we desire more than God or value more than our relationship with him is considered an idol. In Matthew 6, verse 24, listen to these words. Praise our God. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He left these words. He said, no man can serve two masters. You see, people are trying to serve God, and they're trying to serve the world. You can't do that. You're either a child of God or you're a child of the world. You can't try to sit out there in the barrooms and drink all day, Saturday night, and then turn around and come to sing in the choir on Sunday morning. That is not according to God's word. Amen?
Amen.
He said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can't serve God in the world. Amen? But the Bible tells us in verse 33, Sister Holmes' favorite scripture, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Well, that's what God wants us to do. Amen? He wants us to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, he says, shall be added unto us. God is to be first in our lives. He's first over our jobs. He's first over our success, first over our money. I thank God when Sister prays for the offering, she just doesn't offer some little old prayer and go on about it. Lord, thank you for this offering. No, Sister offers a prayer to the Lord to thanking God for how God has increased the offering, how God blesses the offering in order, as she said, for us to have the lights on, in order for us to be able to have heat, and in the summertime have air conditioner, in order for us to be able to have food pantry every month. Those are the blessings of Almighty God. Amen. In order to be able to have a turkey giveaway and have our fellowship dinners and the other things that we do for the souls around this community. Well, all we're saying is to the glory and honor of God. We're not pumping ourselves up, because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be today? We would not be able to give out all the things that God has blessed us to be able to do. We would not be able to have all of these things, the goodness of Almighty God, and feel it each and every day. We would not be able to come into this house of God and sit down and be comfortable sitting in these pews if it had not been for the love of Almighty God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. And God has more in store, thanks of God. God has so much for us that God wants us to do. God wants us to give. God wants us to make sure that we give, as Sister said, to give to the poor, to give to the needy, to give to those who are less fortunate than we are. And then also, remember, we are to take care of the household of faith first. Amen? Yes. Praise yes. our God. Pride and greed and obsession, those things are unhealthy to anyone that says they're a child of God. And it's adultery and sin in the eyes of Almighty God. God still says to us, beside me, as we read in Isaiah 44, verse 8, he said, beside me there is no God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Our God. See, when we understand God's love for us, we know that it is the foundation of our faith in him. Oh, saints of God, our faith is vital to our walk. Our salvation comes from believing in the resurrected Christ. We are told in Hebrews 11th chapter, and I know we know it well, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. See, you got to believe that God is God. Amen?
Amen.
He said, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise our God. We've got to be like the heroes of faith. There in Hebrews. Oh, we're told about them and earlier on in this chapter, later on in this chapter. You think about all these heroes and how they put their complete trust in God. They gave their hands over to Almighty God to do what God would have for them to do. Their individual deeds, their successes, they demonstrated that God was blessing them. Oh, look at some of them. Let's take a look at some of them. Look at verse 8 in Hebrews 11th chapter. It said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. My, my, my. It said, by faith, in verse 9, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. And verse 23, skip over there. And you can read this in your leisure, the rest of this chapter. He said, by faith, Moses. We've been studying about Moses. We studied about the journey of the children of Israel. And now we're on Joshua. But he said, by faith, Moses, when he was born, he was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid, of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Praise God, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. For see, saints of God, we've got to be that same way too.
Amen.
Oh, praise our God. I thank God. Sister Maria was sharing with me the other day that when her brother DeAndre went out with his company, and they were giving out, Ross was handing out things and handing them lottery tickets. Maria handed them right back. Mm. When and the question was, well, what if this is the $1 million one? She said, God supplies our need.
Amen.
Praise our God. We may have some rich relatives, saints of God, and we know that they're dwelling in some things that are not right. Mm-hmm. And they may come along and at the end say, well, I'm going to leave this big inheritance. Well, saints, we got to be like Moses. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Oh, we gotta understand that. Because we family members are doing some things, and we don't want to be trying to come in. You know, people are all the time, you hear them, well, if I win the lottery, if I win the mega millions and all these things that are going on, I'm going to give to the church. God is not in need of that money.
Amen.
God is not in need of that. God doesn't need you to sit down at the casino and gamble all your money away and say, so I can put in some tithes. And no, he said, bring in what you have. Amen?
Amen.
Just bring, if you have just a little, bring it right on in. If all you have is a penny, go ahead and put it in faith. Amen?
Amen.
And ask God, as the widow, that she brought in all that she had.
Yes.
Bring it all into Almighty God, and God will multiply. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that our God is able? We're told in the Word of God in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, by the power that works within us. Is the power in you this afternoon?
Amen.
Do you have the power of God to believe that God
power.
Amen.
Say, allow God to multiply. Don't allow the world to draw you into what the world is doing. Don't allow the world to make you think you got to go out and got to spend the money that needs for your children's education, their shoes, and their milk on lottery tickets. God is able. God is better than a lottery ticket.
Amen.
Amen. I found that to be so. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. Our God is able. He's able to do more than what we think he's able to do. Let's not limit God and God what God is able to do by our limited thinking that God is able. Because our God can go beyond what you and I think in this life. Amen.
Yes.
Praise our God.
Amen.
He is God, and beside him there is none other.
Right.
Praise our God. Just as God did for these in this scripture, this chapter, he will do for you and I. That's if we continue to walk by faith. You see, our Christian journey with him started with faith. And our Christian journey must continue until we get to the end with faith in Almighty God. Praise our God. God's greatest gift to us was his love for us. Paul in our scripture text said that love is the greatest of faith and hope. You see, love is essential to God's nature. We're told in 1 John, the 4th chapter in verse 8, that God is love. Praise our God. Oh, praise our God for him being love. And throughout the book of John, in the first and second and third epistles of John, we see the theme of love that's played out for all of us. In 1 John 4, we read where God gives us his love, and we reflect back in our love back to him. In verse 19, look at what it says there. It said, we love him because he first loved us. Praise our God. Oh, look at verse 20. This needs to be said to our world today. If a man say, I love God and hate of his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can you love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Oh, if our world loved, we wouldn't have all the killings going on.
Amen.
We wouldn't have all the things that are happening right now if people would read the word of God and understand. Amen. Jesus also said in John 15, verse 13, these words, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus called us his friends if we believe in him. You see, many have a belief in who Jesus Christ is. However, they do not believe in him. Our belief goes far beyond us just speaking about him by saying his name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's more than that. True belief in Jesus is a belief unto salvation, one that believes that he has a power given unto him from his Father to save us and to keep us from falling, that our Lord and Savior is the King of kings and Lord of lords. His name is the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Do we believe that? His message of love, his message of salvation is not to be taught once or twice a year, but his message of love is an eternal message. It is the good news for everyone. It's the good news everywhere, and it is not limited to a specific time period. It's not limited just some one culture and not another, but for all time and for everyone. It's a message of hope. It's a message of love. It's a message of compassion. It's a message of grace. It's a message of forgiveness and salvation that has the power to transform lives and bring people to Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? Has God transformed your life? Has God changed you from what you used to be to what you are today? That's what the message of love from God is. He tells us in Colossians, the third chapter, these words, praise our God. Let me say that over. He tells us in Colossians, I believe it is, the second chapter, praise our God. Let us look there for a moment. Oh, I even got it wrong again. It's the first chapter. He said there in Colossians 1, verse 12, these words. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life, who has delivered us. See, this is what God's love has done for us. God's love delivered us. He delivered us from the power of darkness. See, sin is darkness. No matter how we try to twist it up and down,
sin is darkness, and he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, meaning he has changed our life. One moment we were a rank sinner, and when we believed in Jesus Christ and were born again, and we made a confession with our mouth, we are now a child of God. It didn't take God a 12-step program to save us, but it took God by us saying to Almighty God, I believe in Jesus. I now want to live for the Lord. When you come into my life, Lord God, forgive me of my sin. Make a confession with your mouth to Jesus Christ, and he can save you. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
See, God is the one that qualifies us to be his people. Amen. It's not you signing your name on the wall when you walk into a church. It's not you getting to know the pastor or getting to know the people. It is God who qualifies us to be children of God. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, Jesus' birth. We know in the word of God, he was born in a manger. But it's just symbolic of his humble beginnings and the beginnings of his journey that we're here on earth. And it has nothing to do with the world's celebration right now of Christmas. And this is not bashing Christmas in any way or tearing it down or criticizing it. But we need to get to the point, saints of God, people have to understand that Christmas trees, wreaths, tinsels, and Santa Claus, that is not of God.
Amen.
I was sharing with Sister Melito on yesterday because I know that people are running and they're teaching this to their children. And thinking not of our young children, I was asked a question by one of my little grandsons, Nanny, do you believe in Santa Claus? And I said, no. Oh, Nana. I said, oh, there's no such thing. Yes, there is. But see, I knew the mindset that what I was talking to said, you know, God will gotta teach you how you have to talk to him. You don't want to shatter everything with them because this is what the world is teaching them. But we've got to teach them the truth of the matter. And I said to Sister Melito yesterday, I said, when I began to think I was listening to something, and they were talking about, oh, I know what I was listening to, how they were tracking, they're going to be tracking Santa Claus through Norad and all these things, and how he's going to be going over here, and some were saying that, oh, he's going to come into Ohio, and he's not going to have any snow, but he should have a clean sail and being able to get in and get to many children. And then they began to say, oh, he knows whether you have been naughty or not. And I started to think the Spirit of the Lord began to work in my mind, thinking that you are now trying to put him on the level with my sovereign God. You're saying he knows whether you're not here. The only one that's omnipotent and omnipresent and omniscient is Almighty God. The only one that is sovereign is Almighty God. How can you say that this person that they put up, he knows whether you've been naughty or not. He knows whether you've done this or not. He doesn't know anything. The only one that knows it is Almighty God. And I'm sorry that some may say, well, that's you saying that. No, I have got to preach the word of God. I've got to teach it as it is. It is truth. And I know people are wrapped up in all of this stuff that's going on. And I have nothing against it because there's nothing in the Bible that says you cannot give gifts. There's nothing in the word of God. But the greatest gift that there is that God has ever given is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise God. Praise God. The message of salvation is not a seasonal one. The good news of Jesus Christ is about a Savior who was born in Bethlehem. His purpose for coming was to save humanity from their sin and save them from eternal death. This was the greatest gift to the church, which stemmed from God's love for the world. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Praise our God. That's what our Savior came for. He came to give us eternal life. I know many, and I have nothing wrong with it, are gathering. Families are gathering. It's a celebration, a time of year when many are coming together, and many are going in places, and they're hearing, as Sister was sharing with us, said earlier, many are going in and having big old services, and that's all right if they want to have them. But however, when they leave, do they go home wondering about the Savior or more about Santa Claus?
Amen.
Do they go home and wonder what God has done for them? Or is this just another year to say we attended a Christmas Day service? That's not what God wants from us. The true message about Jesus Christ,
amen,
as we said, is that he came to seek and to save that which was lost.
That's right.
Jesus came to save and redeem the world by sacrificing his life. He healed, he preached, and brought back souls to life. And he changed the course of humanity. Jesus bore the weight of all of our sins, and he died on the cross that we might be redeemed back to God the Father. Oh, saints, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, why are you preaching? Because the Spirit of the Lord has given it to me. I share with Sister Blake. I share with Sister Smith this morning. I'm so concerned about souls. These last few weeks, it's been probably about 3 or 4, maybe 5 weeks, we have heard death on top of death. We have heard souls that have gone into eternity. We know of more souls going into eternity that did not confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Oh, I know of only one, a soul I set in these funerals. I heard what was said. I heard what the preacher said. I read the obituaries, and I know exactly what was said. And many of them were not saying that they know God. Only one of them that I said in, they talked about how they loved the Lord, how they served the Lord, all the work they did for the Lord. And others, all I read about, oh, they loved the game. They loved to play videos. They loved to eat this. They loved to do this. They loved to do that. Nothing about the love of Jesus Christ in their life. You may say, well, Sister, that doesn't mean that they didn't go with the Lord, and you are 100% right. But if you love God, who are you going to talk about? I said to Sister Blake, if I'm gone before she is, and Maria has to write out my obituary, I don't care if she says anything about my life. Don't say anything about where I work or what degree I have, but you let them know I love the Lord. I loved him with all my heart, and I did all that God told me to do to prepare a people to meet Jesus Christ. That's what my job is about. Praise our God. Praise God. Praise our God. Oftentimes you see him when the ministry has an opportunity to teach about Jesus, and many are teaching things that are just lukewarm. Are speaking smooth things because they don't want to hurt a soul. You can't be hurt. You can't serve God until you're hurt. Amen?
Amen.
Until you brought down to know
Amen.
That your life that you're living is not of God. You're not going to serve him. Praise our God. Pastor Wilbur used to preach to us the word of God. He didn't joke and gesture about what thus saith the Lord. But Pastor preached it to us. And he let us know that if we die in our sins, in hell is where we're going to lift up our eyes. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. Yesterday in our food pantry, there was a young man that came in. And he was trying to convince Brother Levester and Brother Maurice that he was saved. Don't know why he felt he had to convince them of it. Because all you have to do is live for the Lord and someone's going to see that you're saved, that there's a change that's come over you. Because the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The Bible also tells us in Romans the 6th chapter 4th verse that we walk in newness of life. But I heard him. He was out there, and he was quoting scripture. I heard him quoting Hebrews the 11th chapter verse 6. And then he was out there, but then his life did not glorify God. Because when the brother, I don't know if the brother asked him or what, but he was sitting out there, he smoked and he was cursing and the things, but he didn't feel that there was anything wrong with that. That didn't matter. My Bible said a blessing and a cursing ought not to come out the same mouth. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's the word of God. Amen? See, if we want to know how to live for God, we got to get into the word. Got to get into the word and live by the word.
Because the word is the only thing that's going to, we're going to be able to use to get into the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise our God. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Praise God. Praise God for his word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. In this passage of scripture, we're given a glimpse into the heart of God. We see just how much he loved us and to the degree that he was willing to pay any price for our redemption. We're made to understand that this Jesus who died on Calvary is the very one who embodies the cry of John the Baptist from Jordan's muddy banks when he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." But here in this passage of scripture, the prophet Isaiah, he's painting a portrait of Jesus that many choose not to know about. You see, Jesus is no longer a babe in a manger. As we said, he is King of kings and Lord of lords. The Holy Spirit of God wants us to know just about what our Savior went through. Oh, look at what it says there in verse 4. It says, "Surely he has borne our griefs." This is what our Savior went through. "And carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted." This was all for you and I. "But he was wounded." Listen to what he's saying. Our Savior was wounded for our transgression. He was the one who bore the burden of our sins. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Oh, this verse is just describing what our Savior suffered for our sins. You see, it was bad enough that he carried our sorrows. But as Isaiah puts it, even as he was bearing our griefs and sorrows, we did not esteem him. We did not care for him. He was afflicted, not because of any of his sins, because the Bible tells us he knew no sin and neither was guile found in his mouth. But he took on our transgressions and our iniquities. He paid the price of our redemption. He willingly went as a lamb to the slaughter. Look at verse 6. It says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." He was oppressed. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Oh, our Lord and Savior went through a lot. He was persecuted for, and he did not even say a mumbling word. Some of us sometimes when we're going through something, we got to let the whole world know. We get to murmuring and complaining. No. As sister says, she was, when she started coughing up here, and when she was praying, she said, "I'm not going to say that the devil got it, but it's just something that happened." Amen? Oh, there's things in life. Brother Jackson has taught us there's issues of life that you and I are going to have to go through in this life. Amen? Oh, we know sin is the root of all things because from sin we are going through things. But there's some things that are going to happen, saints of God. Some refrigerators are going to go out. Some furnaces are going to go out. Some tires are going to have to be flat on our cars and various things are going to happen. But all we've got to do is trust in Almighty God. Amen? Amen. He went on to say, "He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth." Oh, in doing all of this, our Savior fulfilled promises that God had made, that he would forgive. Jesus fulfilled those prophecies as he was buried in a rich man's grave. Look at verse 10. "Yet it pleased the Lord." Think about that. It pleased our God to bruise him. "He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." Jesus was the offering for all of our guilt and our sin and our shame. Oh, but praise God. He did not remain dead. Amen.
No, no.
Rather, he arose, praise God. Just as Jesus arose from the dead to show that he had conquered death, so it is for all who believe in him. We are given eternal life in him. Now that we're saved, we are made new creatures in Christ Jesus. We have a new purpose. We have a new name written now in glory. Amen. While many in Jesus' day do not believe in or receive him as Isaiah foretold, we have that opportunity. That opportunity is open to all mankind. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Our rest is in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise our God. We're told in John, the 20th chapter, in verse 30, these words. Oh, praise our God. He said, in many other signs did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Amen. Praise our God. All who have believed in him are born again as children of God. We're no longer guilty of sin and separated from him. Because Jesus has surely bore our grief. If we have believed in him, we have peace with Almighty God. You see, the cross and the tomb are empty. Jesus will return one day as a consuming fire. His fire will be just and it will be fair. It will justify his own and it will judge the ungodly. The greatest gift that we can choose is which type of fire is going to touch our life in that day and time. Amen? We can either be touched by the fire of his love right now and forgiveness through faith, or we can be consumed by the fire of judgment through disbelief. Oh, my. We don't want that to happen, amen? Turn with me to James 1. I know that many of us, and myself included, have quoted this scripture many times when we are receiving something materially good. But God wants us to take just a little look at it, a closer look at it. Praise our God. Our God has given so much to us, and I thank him for it. Amen. Praise our God. It is a twofold meaning. When we get in and we began to read, yes, God is the source of all good things in our life, and he is unchanging and faithful. This verse also lets us know that all good and perfect gifts come from God. You may know another scripture in 2 Corinthians 9 where the word of God tells us, I believe it's in verse 15, that thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Jesus is still that perfect gift that was given from Almighty God to all mankind. Praise our God. Oh, this verse in James can also refer to the blessings ushered in through Christ by reminding us of what a wonderful gift he is. And if we don't get anything else out of this message this afternoon, get the fact that Jesus Christ is the most precious and valuable gift given by Almighty God. Praise our God. Look at what James says over here. Praise our God. He said in verse 17, he said, every good gift. Think about it. Every good gift and every perfect gift. It's from above. Did not our Savior come from above?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And cometh down from the Father of who? Oh, our God is a Father of light. In him is no darkness. Amen. Praise God. Yes. He said, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Oh, our God is changeless. God's not going to change. He's not changed. He didn't change because it was 2023.
Amen.
He didn't change because it was the 21st century. And he's not going to change if he allows us to see 2024. Our God is still the same God. Amen. And his word is going to be the same word. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Therefore, if we truly love Jesus Christ, then he has brought us true joy. Amen. True joy in our lives. I know we're living a time right now, the season of time where we hear, oh, about joy. But God's salvation will bring us joy.
Amen.
God's salvation brings us hope. God's salvation brings us comfort and peace. He brings that all to lost souls. Isn't that what the world is talking about right now?
Amen?
Amen?
That's right.
Therefore, if we truly love Jesus Christ, then he has brought us true joy. Romans 5, verse 11 says these words. We're coming to a close. Praise our God.
Oh, because I know we have. This message is much, much more than what I can give in one day. But that's all right, saints. We can always bring it back. Amen. He says there in verse 11 of Romans 5, he said, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received what? The atonement. Amen. He has given us hope. We're told in Romans, the 8th chapter, in verse 24, for we are saved by hope. Praise God. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? Amen. Praise our God. Every day of our lives, oh, saints of God, I know you have felt it too. Our God has given unto us the comfort that you and I need. He has given us the comfort in the Comforter. We're told in Matthew 5, Jesus reminds us that even in our grief, even in our sorrow, we can find comfort in the knowledge that God is with us, offering us his strength and offering us his support. We're told in Matthew 5, verse 4, these words. He says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Bless the Lord. We don't think about that when we're going through it, amen? When we're going through times of sorrow and grief, oftentimes we may forget that we serve the greatest comforter that there is, amen?
Amen.
That he's able to comfort us. Our Lord right now is looking for peace. Look at all the unrest, saints of God. Look at all the things that are going on. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. You see, there's no peace outside of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise our God. Turn with me to 1 John 4. And let us see how God showed his love to us. Look at what it says in verse 9. He said, and this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Praise our God. Are you living through Jesus Christ? Is Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Oh, because this is the gift God has given to us. He's given us the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. He went on to say in verse 10, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Christ Jesus was the atonement for our sins. He was sent to earth out of God, the Father's love, to save humanity. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. He did not come for riches or wealth or experience or any easy life, to experience any kind of an easy life here upon earth. He was the perfect gift for humanity. He took our place. He conquered sin. He conquered death. In our scripture reading this afternoon, Paul shares with us the importance of love in our lives, the importance of us to have love as believers of Jesus Christ. He lets us know that the greatest of hope, faith, and charity is love. God's greatest gift to his people is his love. You see, the love of God is everlasting. According to Jeremiah 31, verse 3, praise our God. His love is not going to stop because of one time of the year. No, God's love is everlasting. He says there in Jeremiah 31, 3, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Thank God. Thank God. His love is what motivated him to send Jesus to die on the cross. That's what we just read there in 1 John 4, 9 through 10. Oh, and the evidence of God's love, it's the death of his Son on the cross. We are told in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We had not even been born, and God already did a work to provide a way for us to be saved. Amen?
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus even noted in John 14:3 that he's preparing a place for those who love him. Oh, look at what he says there. He says, let me go. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, they're throughout the Bible. There are limitless expressions
of God's perfect love, his unconditional love for us throughout the word of God. One is found also in Colossians 1, that he created us. Verse 16 says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. This includes every person who has ever lived. We're also told in John 1, verse 3, he adds, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. God also showed his love for humanity by sustaining our lives. We're told these words in Colossians 1, verse 17. He said, he is before all things, and by him all things consist. 1 Peter 1, verse 5 says, he's kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. That's what God has done for you and I. Amen? We're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation because God loves us. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12 adds, I know whom I believe. I have believed. Do we know? Do we know who we believe this afternoon? Do we know that we believe in Almighty God? You see, God has revealed his love through sending his son, Jesus Christ, to provide salvation for those who believe. We're told these words in John 3, verse 15. It says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's what it's all about, amen? Oh, eternal life in Jesus Christ. That's the greatest gift of love that God has given to mankind, amen? Praise our God. God, his salvation provides inexpressible joy to those of us who are saved. Listen to 1 Peter. Look at what Peter says there in 1 Peter 1, verse 8. He said, whom, having not seen, ye love. See, we have never seen God. We walk by faith and not by sight. He said, whom, having not seen, ye love. And whom, though now ye see him, yet him not. Yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Our lives, saints of God, have to be filled with joy, unspeakable. They have to be full of glory, amen? We don't have everything, amen? We don't have everything that we, our little hearts desire and our little hearts, oh, but we can go to God and ask if we commit our way there. But God has given us a way to be temperate, amen? He's given us a way to know that the blessings that he's given to us, that we don't have to because our neighbor goes out and gets a new BMW. We got to go right out and get us one too, or a Tesla or something else and try to up them. No, we can be temperate in all things, knowing that God has blessed us with what we have, that God has given us so much. He daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. How many have found that to be so?
Yes.
Every day God is loading benefits upon benefits. God is giving to us. You may say, well, Sister Renee, I've got some things going on in my life. That's all right. We all have issues of life. We all are going to have things from time to time that are going on in our lives. But God, who is rich in mercy, who loved us, he's able to give us. He's able to bring us through those situations. He's able to show himself good to us in every situation of life that we might go through. Have you found that to be so? When you're going through something, we have those here in our congregation who've gone through cancer, and they've given God the glory and praise through it all.
Amen.
Because they know that through it all, they've learned to trust in Jesus, and through it all, they've learned to trust in God. How many know what I'm talking about? When you're going through something, you've got to put all your trust in God. You can't put your trust in medicine. You can't put your trust in all the things that are happening. Why? Because when you began to look down in the fine print on the bottle, as Brother was even saying on last Lord's Day, he said all of it does, the medicine that we're taking, all of it does, it takes, that you're taking is doing nothing but taking care of the symptoms, but God is the healer.
Amen.
So your trust has got to be in God. And then when you began to look, the medicine has a litany of things on it that if you take it, now you might have ulcers, you might die, you might this, you might that. Just put your trust in God
Amen.
And allow God to bring you through. Amen?
Praise.
Our God is able.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. He says there, and receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. That's out of 1 Peter 1:8-9. Also, God reveals his love through salvation. We're told in Ephesians 2 and verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See how God has just gifted us so much stuff?
Yes.
Amen. You can't find this at Macy's. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, you can only find this in the Word of God and living for God. Oh, these are the gifts of God. He said, not of works, lest any man should. But we have nothing to boast about, amen? Oh, salvation is God's free gift to those who will receive it. And it is an expression of his love that includes eternal life to all that believe. Also, God reveals his love through the calling and gifts he has given to us. Turn to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and look at verse 7. Praise our God. Praise our God. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to do what? To profit withal. Praise our God. Oh, there is so much more, saints of God. So much more. And here are the gifts that God has given to us. His gift of love. But I realize that, you know, the hour is late. But I know that God is able, saints of God. Able if we put our trust in him and we believe that he has given us the most unspeakable gift.
Amen.
We cannot even describe what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. You can get filled up when you think about Isaiah 53 and what Jesus went through.
Yes, Lord.
And all he went through for you and I. And all he asked us to do is in remembrance of him, serve him.
Amen.
To serve him. God is coming back one day. God is sending his son back, Jesus back one day. He's coming back to receive the bride. I say to the lost, if there's any under the sound of my voice, are you ready to go? Are you ready for Jesus to come back? We're at December 24th, 2023. Next Lord's Day will be December 31st, 2023, the last day of the year. And souls that started out this year, unsaved, many are still unsaved today.
Yeah.
And many right now are preparing for New Year's. I was in the store yesterday and I saw all the New Year's hats and celebration 2024 and they were quickly getting rid of the Christmas stuff and getting ready for people to come in and start buying all the hats and the blow things and all that kind of stuff for New Year's. But I want to leave 2023 serving Jesus.
Amen.
And I want to go into 2024 serving him.
Amen.
I made my peace calling and election sure with him. When I said, live or die, I am the Lord. I want to live for him. I've shared this with you many times before. When Sister D, my mother, was growing up, I think of her oftentimes. And I think of her testimony that stays right in my heart. Because I don't know what's going to happen to me. I'm not wishing for anything, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm, but I want to be like Sister D. I want to be able to see Jesus while I'm still here, even on her bed of affliction. She even said, do you see Jesus? He's standing right there. She had warned us he was coming to get us. She told us, Sister Millicent and I on that Monday, stop praying for me. I'm ready to go. She said, you've done all for me. God's given me all these angels, and he's given me additional angels and great grants. She said, stop praying for me. I'm ready to go. Yeah, I couldn't understand it because that was that human, that bond that I had that was there looking at her. And I had a hope within me. But she said, I'm ready. And I want to go. Oh, and from that moment on, she began to transition. And then the next day, when I walked in, they said, Mom wants to talk to you, Renee. And I'll never forget, I went over.
And I said, hi, Mom. And then I knew she, when she said Renee and how she would say my name, I still have it on my phone, how she would call out my name because I can't erase it. But I thank God my mother could say, do you see Jesus? And I even looked. He's standing right over there. Jesus had his arms ready for her to go. And my prayer is that Jesus will have his arms waiting for us. If we pass from this life today, that Jesus Christ will open up his arms and receive us. That's what's important. That's more important than getting a new smartwatch or a new this or a new whatever. But it's important to know that Jesus Christ knows your name and that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's God's gift he has given. That's his gift of love he's given to mankind. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. God's Thank gift you. Of love. God's gift of love. God's love is like no other love.
Amen.
Praise our God. There's a scripture Amen. That in Jeremiah that Pastor gave it. It's an everlasting love.
Amen. Amen.
He loved us before we loved him.
Amen. Praise yeah. God.
Everlasting love. Thinking as she was talking about love and 1 John chapter 3, part of that first verse says, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us
Amen.
That we should be called the sons of God. There was no way for us to be called the sons of God except that Jesus come and die on that cruel cross
Amen.
That we might receive the adoption from the Father above through the blood of Jesus. Behold, what manner of love, what manner of love is this
Amen.
That God could love us so much, even though we sinned against him, yet he loved us. What manner of love is this that we could be reconciled to him and be called the sons of God? Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. As Pastor said, thank God for this unspeakable
Amen.
Gift.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
The Lord. Praise our God. What shall we say?
163, evening light.
In the evening light shall we stand. Evening light, page 163. My Jesus, I love thee. Number 163 in the evening light.
Praise God.
Amen.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou I said
Is an expression of love for Jesus. And we know that in his word, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my words. In another place, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Because it's impossible for us to truly love Jesus and disobey him. Because he is our master. In that first verse, the author of this song said, for thee, for Jesus, all the follies of sin I resign. We understand that the word resign means to quit. That's what it means out in the world. That's what it means in this song. We quit sin to serve the Lord. He is our Redeemer. And if we want to show that we truly love him, then we will obey his words.
Mm-hmm.
We know that in that third chapter of John, he told Nicodemus he must be born again. If we truly love him, then we will seek to be born again, to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Pastor preached about how Jesus hung on a cruel cross for us, that he shed out his blood that we might be saved. He shed his blood that we might be the sons of God. She went to Isaiah at 53rd chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about he was wounded for our transgressions,
mm-hmm.
bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And with his stripes, we are healed. This he suffered all these things for us. He loved us first and purchased our pardon on Calvary's tree. There's nothing that we could ever do to repay that debt that Jesus paid for us. But we can do what God requires. And we can repent, confess our sins before him, give our life over to him, our whole heart and soul to him. That second verse said, I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. That was all part of the suffering.
Yeah.
How he was stricken. He was wounded for us that we might be saved. That's what was necessary for our salvation. That's what was necessary in order for us to have victory over sin. Oh, my Lord. If we say, my Jesus, I love thee, we have to truly mean that and obey his word. We have to surrender to God. Even that third verse that we sang, I love thee in life, I will love thee in death. Well, in order to be ready to meet the death of this old body and meet the Lord in peace, we've got to love him and obey him and live for him in this life. Says, and praise thee as long as thou lendest me breath. There are people that praise all kinds of things
mm-hmm.
in this life.
Mm-hmm.
They praise many, many things and take delight in many things, but do they take delight in Jesus? That's what is required for us. It says, and praise thee as long as thou lendest me breath. And say when the death dew lies cold on my brow, because the Word of God says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. So that's an appointment that we all must make. And, you know, we get to this time of the year and people are buying new calendars for the new year, or they're buying planners. They'll buy a planner and they can play right down every single day of the coming year, the things that they plan. Let's go. They got a doctor's appointment on such and such a day. They got a repair man coming on such and such a day. And the maintenance man is coming to inspect the furnace on such and such a day. And, you know, they got a dental appointment on such. So they're planning. They buy special books to plan, but are they planning for Jesus coming back? Because he is. Can they say, Lord, I love you, and Lord, if you come and take me today, I'm ready to go.
Amen.
Can we each say, Lord,
amen,
if you're ready, Lord, if you're ready for me, I'm ready for you.
Amen.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, my Lord. That's what we have to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Because our soul will have to spend all of eternity somewhere. This old body is going to be shed off, but this soul has to spend somewhere. We're talking about eternal things today. Do you love Jesus enough to surrender to him? Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone who desires prayers, or anyone who says, I just want to be closer to Jesus?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Some have not even begun the walk to get close to Jesus. Others have begun, but we ask God for grace that we keep on walking.
Yes.
Walking in the light as he shines it on our pathway. Praise our God. Amen. In order for us to be able to rejoice in the Lord, we've got to make that decision.
Yes.
To be with him, stay
Amen.
With him.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Lita.
Good morning,
Sam. Good morning. Good morning, Sam.
I thank the Lord for salvation. I thank you for my life, how you have blessed me. I thank you for these things. I thank you so much for Sister Jesus. But I found myself in a hole. Not going out and doing something, but the Holy Spirit directed me to go pray. And I was embarrassed and ashamed for my family to go step aside into it. And I felt the Spirit before me. I found myself in prayer, but not the prayer that he had me to pray, for whatever reason he was directed to go for it. But then I found myself praying that number 2 or 10 for not doing what he asked me to do. So I stand before this day that I did ask him to forgive me. I don't yet, but he told me I had to do my prayer for it, so I could stand before you and ask for forgiveness for you. And that little blessing showed me also that we're still on the other side of this year.
Bless
you. We're going to leave this year not being happy. And you showed me this wonderful Sunday. The only thing I have this Sunday every 2 months is the 15th of October.
Bless
and
God.
We have another Sunday this month. And only that's the month that we do the Lord showed that to me. He's still having us.
Bless God.
Yes.
Bless God.
I thank the Lord for that. Yeah, thanks. I thank my sister, the Lord, my biological sister, that you called her, I let her talk to me, give me scripture to help me.
Praise God.
So I thank the Lord for that. I just ask the saints to forgive me, that the Lord has given me
forgive me. Amen.
Amen.
Bless God.
God bless you, Sister Melita. God bless you. This is a saint who's serious about, we have to be serious about this salvation.
Amen.
We thank you, Sister Melita.
Amen.
We thank you and God bless you. And God has forgiven you. We, your brothers and sisters, you ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
We forgive you.
Amen.
Thank God for you.
Amen.
And for your example.
Yes. Amen.
For the example that you set about the it's a close walk. And we have to be diligent about our salvation.
Yes.
God bless you, Sister Melita. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. Saints.
Amen.
It's a serious walk.
Amen.
To know that what Jesus did for us.
Amen.
So we want to do everything that he said.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you again, Sister Melita.
Amen.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord bless her. Amen. Amen. You see, if this song could be her testimony. If ever, Lord, if ever, Jesus, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. We've received forgiveness of sin. We've received from the Lord. And we've received from God the best that he had.
Yeah.
God gave us heaven's best.
Yes, yes.
And so we want to be sure that we make, as Sister Melita, make our calling and election sure.
Amen.
In the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, dear God.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, dear God, for your precious promises.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you, dear God, Lord, because we know that your word is true.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we know, dear God, that you're faithful and just, dear God, to your people. Lord, when they walk, dear God, in your word, we thank you, dear God, for the victory, dear God, that you have given to Sister Melita.
Yes,
we thank you, dear God, because she came to you, dear God, asking, Lord, for you to forgive her, dear Father. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for that precious forgiveness, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to be with her. Bless her, dear God. Strengthen her. Comfort her heart in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, give her the calm assurance,
yes,
dear God. Lord, that you have forgiven her, dear God.
Yes.
And you have put this, dear God, aside. Lord, you have put this behind, dear God, because, Lord, after you forgive, dear Father, if her heart is honest, dear God, and comes to you, Lord, and you forgive, dear God, Lord, we know, dear God, that that forgiveness is real, dear God. And so we thank you, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for the example, Lord, that Sister Melita has shown, dear God, before everyone who is here, dear God, for everyone who saw, everyone who heard, dear God. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would comfort her heart, dear Father. Lord, help her, Lord, to rest, dear God, in knowing, Lord, that you have, Lord, forgiven her, Lord. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would be with her, Lord. Strengthen her. We rebuke the enemy who would even try to bring this up to her mind again. Lord, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Because we know, dear God, that by the name of Jesus, Lord, you will give her power, dear God, to stand. We thank you, dear God, for what you have done for her, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, Lord, to direct her path. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the word that was preached today, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to help us, dear Father, to feed upon it, dear God, even as Brother Maurice brought out in Sunday school, to eat it, dear Father. Lord, to have it nourish our souls, dear God. Lord, that we might know, Lord, that your love, dear God, that passes all understanding.
Amen.
Just continue to bless us, dear Father. Have your way in us, dear God. Lord, truly, dear God, Lord, we know, dear Father, that we need you every hour.
Mm-hmm.
We need Jesus every hour. Lord, if we are to be the prepared people that you're calling for us to be, Lord, we need you, dear Lord.
Yeah.
And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would remember each upraised hand, remember each upraised heart, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to supply us with power from on high to live soberly,
righteously and godly in this present world. Again, thank you, Lord, for the message and the messenger.
Amen.
Pray,
Amen.
Lord, that you would help us, dear God, to hide your word in our hearts, dear God. Lord, that we might have it there, dear God, to sustain us at all times, that we may call upon your precious word and your spirit, dear God, to keep us in every situation. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you all the glory and all the praise shall be thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God. Yes.
And I want to thank you for your prayers for me. I'm glad I gave my heart to the Lord long, long time ago, about 50-some years. And I know whatever I go through, it's all right with the Lord and because he is there. And your prayers are with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank God. Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves before we read the announcements and recognize our visitors? Yes. Yes. Worship the Lord. 553 in the worship the Lord. Give of your best to the Master.
Give of the strength of your youth. Grow your soul's flesh growing hard into the path of truth. Jesus has set the example. Doubtless was he young and if his devotion, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Glad in salvation's full honor, join in the battle for truth. Lay down his life without murmur, you from sin's ruin to save. Give him your heart's adoration. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Let in salvation your heart consecrate it. Give and ye shall be given. God his beloved son gave. Waitfully seeking to serve him. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Not else is worthy his love. He gave himself for your wrath.
glory above. Lay down his life without murmur, you from sin's ruin to save. Give him your heart's adoration. Give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor. Join in the battle for truth.
Amen. Praise our God. Thank God. Thank God. Give him everything. Praise our God. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Our meditation scripture on the bulletin was found in Leviticus 29:10. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God. Amen, amen. Amen. I have some cards here. The first card says, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Luke 2:14. Praying your Christmas is filled with silent wonder, simple joys, and sweet memories. God bless you at Christmas. Psalm 23:5. Thou preparest a table before me. Church of God, I am eating. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Love you, Sister Edna Saunders. Amen. Sister Saunders in Florida. A little note of thanks. Just a word of thanks for your prayers, thoughts, kind gestures of cards, money, phone calls, and food sent our way as we mourn the passing of our loved one. May God bless you with his love, the McElroy family. Amen. Bless the Lord. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer is generally rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m., praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, that your requests be made known unto God. However, on this Tuesday, we will not meet here at the church on this Tuesday due to family traveling up to Berea, Ohio. So we'll just keep a prayerful attitude and a prayer in our hearts, not only on Tuesday, not only for souls, but for saints and family who will be traveling up to Berea. Amen. So we will not meet this Tuesday here at the church for intercessory prayer, but we can all be agreed at home during that time. Amen. We know that the Lord can hear us all. Amen. Amen. November turkey giveaway jar is always open to receive funds. Will choir rehearsal follow morning service or no? No. All right. All right. So there will not be choir rehearsal following morning service today. Ordinance services
will be next Sunday following morning service. And so baptism, feet washing, and the Lord's Supper. Amen. Amen. We understand that that is a every service that we have, we come together with God in our midst, and we understand that this Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me." We understand that there is a sacredness about it, just remembering, commemorating what Jesus did, and that we might be saved, that we might be sons of God. So ordinance service will be next Sunday morning, next Sunday following morning service. Auxiliary heads, please prepare budgets for the 2024 year, and please turn in the budgets next Sunday, December 31st, 2023. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Please remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service, and please mute your phones. And the bulletin says, please pray for Brother Byron Johnson. We'll pray for him because he and his companion are away. But we will pray that God will provide a study for us. Don't know who's bringing it, but God's going to make a way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We don't know how the Spirit will lead. You know, it will be. Might be Brother Jackson. Might be Brother Jackson. You heard that twice. Well, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
The mouths of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. You've heard it twice, and now we've read it. So, bless the Lord. Amen. Please remember everyone who is on our prayer list, the saints and families and friends. Remember each one. And our thought for today, O Lord, empty me clean and pour me full of your grace and mercy that I may do your will.
Amen.
Amen. I like the way that reads. All the old dross needs to be poured out so that the Lord can fill us with his grace and mercy. Amen. I thank the Lord for that. Yes, Sister Carol. Amen. Sister Carol has some bags over there for the children. Amen. At this time, we would like to recognize our visitors. Thank God for you. If you would like to, we'd like for you to express yourselves, but there's...
Cheryl and Deal.
Yes.
And Karen.
I'm Sharon Beale from Bermuda.
Yes.
Glad to be here. Definitely enjoyed the sermon. Amen. Amen. And it's like I can
say, I'm good to be here.
I attend St. James's Anglican Church back in Bermuda. And I will send your regards.
Yes, yes.
Back to them. And good that I attend.
Mm-hmm. And it's so wonderful to have you. Doesn't she sound like Sister D? Just as you were talking, I mean, did you just?
She's been on the board.
Oh, but did you? Oh, so much, so much. God bless you. Yes. Yes.
And
yeah, Corby
are.
Yes. Good. Always a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so wonderful to have you here. We're so glad to see you. Your beautiful smiles. And when we heard you were coming, we were praying that God would give you traveling mercies. Hadn't met you yet. Hadn't seen you, but praying that God would bring you safely. And so glad that you are here. And we'll continue to hold you up in prayer. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, yes. Amen.
to hear on Sylvia. She sounds like mom.
Oh, really? Wonderful. Wonderful. Amen. If all minds are clear, we'll stand to be dismissed. I want to just give glory to God that I could still talk. And in fact, if the Lord Bob didn't take my voice away, I'd sing a little bit. I couldn't maybe hit some of the notes that I would have, but I thank God.
Amen.
Amen. I thank you for your prayers.
Amen.
Just continue to remember me as well as others who need a touch. So glad that Brother Tony is here. Know that he and I both missed yesterday the food pantry because we were both afflicted in body, probably with the same thing, but God touched both of us. That just lets us know God is not limited. God can touch one, two, a thousand, or a million all at the same time. And so we give him glory. Amen. So I'm glad to see you, my brother. Amen. That you're doing better. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Each and every one of you for last Sunday. I know I did do a part. I apologize. I've been busy with them. But I thank the Lord for each one of you. Thank you for the service that we had last week, for the blessing, for so much. I'm so afraid of them.
Yes.
So I thank the Lord for him having a church family as well as a family.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. And I think he enjoyed it.
Praise God. Yes, I think he did. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. I'm thankful for you, Sister Marie and Brother DeAndre. You're a wonderful family, you and your wonderful family. And God's blessings be upon you. We keep you in prayer all the time. And thank you. My heart is still ringing from the one Wednesday night and your testimony. And just touch, thinking about it now.
Mm-hmm.
It touches my heart.
Yes.
I thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Let's keep on.
Amen.
You encouraged me. So I thank God for you. Amen.
Sister Blake, Sister India texted and said that she's not here today because Infinity is sick.
Oh, my.
So let's continue to remember her because we know she's been sick a lot this year.
Yes, she has.
So let's lift her up.
Amen. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your perfectness, Lord. Thank you, dear God, for your love, your perfect love, dear God. For each and every one of us, dear Lord. We thank you, dear God, for this service, dear Father. Lord, how you bless, Lord, through your word, how you touch, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for Sister Melita. We pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the Dill family, dear God, that's here. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for blessing them, keeping them safe, dear God, while they're here, dear Father. And pray, Lord, you would continue to be with them, dear Lord. Father, we pray that you'd remember Sister India, dear God. Lord, we pray that you would be with her, dear God, and touch her daughter, Infinity, dear God. Sister Jenkins said she's been ill quite a bit, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, your touch upon that child, dear God. Lord, that you would touch her body, dear Father. You know, Lord, what she stands in need of you. Lord, you know what healing she needs. And so, Father, we're asking, Lord, in faith, that you would touch her, dear God. Give her relief in her body, dear Father. Lord, help her, dear God. Increase Sister India's faith. Lord, we're thankful, dear God, that she let us know that the Infinity was sick, dear God. Lord, her having faith, dear God, and confidence in the prayers of the saints. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would go to their rescue, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, as only you can. And Lord, as we dismiss from this service, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to have your way in us. Help us, dear God, to be examples of the believers, dear God. Lord, no matter what we're going through, dear God, Lord, there may be trials, there may be dark clouds, dear Father, but, Lord, you are the same God.
And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to lead us and guide us, dear Lord. Father, even in going through, Lord, a time of trouble, dear Father, Lord, if we stand true, Lord, and just continue to give you glory, dear God, someone else, dear God, could see our life and our faith, dear God, and come to thee, dear God. If we lift up Jesus, dear God, Lord, Jesus, Lord, you said if we lift you up, you will draw other men to you. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to lift you up at all times, dear Lord. Father, that others might be drawn to thee, Lord, that souls might be saved. Lord, as we dismiss from this service, we pray, Lord, that you would take us home, Lord. Take us home safely, dear God. Go before us, dear Lord. Keep us, Lord, in your care, in the hollow of your hand and under the shadow of your wing. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep, Lord, your word in our hearts, dear Father. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you all the glory and all the praise shall be thine as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen.